The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. A back door!
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. It is 4 a.m., and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, Tony. Joining with me today is...
Brian.
Rob.
I am God here.
Well, that's just perfect, because God made him simple. Science made him God. I'm just reading what it says, folks. We did The Lawnmower Man from 1992. Yeah, brought to us by Brett Leonard, who is the wonderful director behind such great hits as The Dead Pit, Highway, Virtuosity, T-Rex, Back to the Cretaceous, and Man-Thing.
Wait, what was that one? T-Rex what?
Back to the Cretaceous.
What's that about? Have you seen that?
Nope.
It's a courtroom drama.
All right, well, if I roll a 20.
No previewing, we're just going to take it.
I'm so wasteful.
Yes, you are.
I also apologize. I'm riddled with disease this week. I just have nonsense coming out of every end of me, and it's...
So the usual.
Yeah, well, it's usually not coming out of my face so much. I mean, verbally, yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
This is in the form of mucus and...
Solids aren't always coming out of his face. It's just verbal diarrhea. Yeah.
Usually solids are going into his face.
It's called fat chat.
But anyway, Brian, what is your personal history with this movie?
Oh, we don't want to go into what it made and all.
We do that after.
Oh, okay. So I saw this movie as a kid. I love the hell of it. I watched it every time I can. I first saw it on like Showtime. So I saw like the actual movie first. And then I saw it on TV, like USA played everything a bunch of times. And then watched it every time it came on. I love this shit. This was my shit. Yeah.
Okay. Rob.
Yeah, I've seen Beast Wars. Oh, wait, no. So this is another one of those movies like Escape from LA that I remember seeing ads in like comic books and stuff. Like they would have the picture of the Lawnmower Man.
Yeah,
like,
he's all over the place.
Yeah. Other than that, I never saw it.
Okay. Joe.
I distinctly remember the ads for this, and I was excited about it because saw virtual reality at the mall and couldn't really afford to play it, but it looked really cool. And then I never actually saw the movie in the theater. I think I saw the end of it once and was like, I'm glad I never saw that in the theater, and virtual reality isn't that cool. And then I've forgotten about it till now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's sort of the same. I remember the ads for this movie way more than the movie itself. I did see this once or twice. I think mostly I saw it on TV. So, like, there were a lot of things cut out. But, yeah, I don't think it really gained anything by adding those bits in. And this movie, oh. Yeah, anyway.
What would they cut out on TV, Tony?
Nudity.
The humping the tard portion of this film.
And so it begins.
We might as well get it out of the way now. Like, you knew that was coming.
Well, Joe, you want to give your standard statement?
The views expressed by Rob are not those.
No, I was thinking I was thinking about this too. Like, which part is Joe going to not take part in? Making fun of the mentally handicapped, or making fun of people being molested by. People in charge, parents, fathers, pastors, chimps.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's like...
General molestation.
It's like Congo, except instead of a talking gorilla, it's just a special needs person.
They killed that one immediately.
You guys got it. Don't worry. You don't need my help.
Oh, boy. So... Where to begin here? All right. So our writer and director, Brett Leonard, he originally wrote this script and called it Cyber God, and it had absolutely nothing to do with the Stephen King story. In fact, still basically doesn't.
I forgot this was a Stephen King story.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't. This was the one that they stuck Stephen King's The Lawnmower Man on, but it's pretty much only similar in title alone, and Stephen King sued them over this fact, to which the company fought it repeatedly until the courts finally said, you will owe us, I believe it was $10,000 per day that you don't take his name off. So they finally did, until it was released on DVD, in which they put it right back on.
Wow.
Or VHS.
How is this different than the Stephen King novel? I want to know. It's got all of Stephen King's tropes in it.
I remember, because I read this short story.
Was it actually
Because I was
worse?
Excited because... It's totally different.
There's literally one scene that is similar.
Yeah, it is a kind of challenged person with a lawnmower, and he just goes to a guy's house and does a lot of crazy stuff. If I remember right, I think he gets naked and pretends to be a cow and follows the lawnmower and eats grass. Something along those lines.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. So here's the real thing.
I didn't know this was a Stephen King. Barry,
it's a short story. It's like a 10-page story. It's not.
Okay. If you want,
Stephen King sat down and wrote
story,
it.
The story was this. A man heard about a great lawnmower service, so he hired them to come and take care of his lawn. When he went to see the guy doing the job, he found that the lawnmower was moving on its own, and the guy was buck-ass naked, falling behind it, eating the grass clippings. When he kind of like went to, question him on what was going on here, he noticed that he had cloven hooves, and it turns out it was a satyr who then killed the man in some ritual for Pan. That was the story of the Lawnmower Man.
Okay.
So Stephen King was the retard in the story. Then. Oh my God.
Okay then. All right then.
So what it means to be from me.
Once again, the views expressed by Margarita Rob.
No, it's like no more. This is water. This is Diarrhea Rob. Orion
podcast. Diarrhea Rob. Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So just to, in case you were wondering, the only scene that really had anything to do with this was the portion where the police show up and find a bit of the man in the bird bath.
Oh.
That's it.
Great.
And this movie had three video games based on it.
Yeah, well.
Three.
Well, three. That makes sense.
All graphically more accomplished than the movie itself.
Does it, Joe?
This seems like the kind of game that you would play on a Sega CD.
Yeah.
It does. And immediately regret that you paid money for it.
But well, can I ask you this? What about this movie says it says to you, oh yeah, my child should get this on his Game Boy?
Oh, no. If I would not let my children buy any
what
sort of game
about Virtual Boy?
I don't believe this came out in time for that, but I'm not sure.
When did the Virtual Boy was...
The Virtual Boy came and went real quick.
Oh, it was like a weekend.
Yeah.
But I know
they were like, I'd like to buy some games for that. We didn't make any.
Yeah.
You want to play Dr. Mario? Yeah. That's about it.
No.
You got the games that came with the bundle. Like, yeah, but I want other games. We're not doing
you
that.
Didn't want other
games.
I didn't have any of that shit.
You're like, my eyes hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone... Did anyone actually buy the Virtual Boy?
I know somebody that
yeah,
owned.
Yeah, really? I knew someone who had one.
I've only... As sad as this is, I've only owned people who rented it from Blockbuster.
I have played on a Virtual Boy.
I've done that as well.
All I had was that thing you put, the attach you put over the screen to make the screen look bigger.
Yes.
It makes it close to your face.
It had the lights on it?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
God, that's terrible.
But I didn't get my Game Boy until, like, Game Boy Color was out.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so do we want to guess at how much money this movie cost to make?
See, this is tricky because they could have totally overspent on a technology that wasn't ready yet, or they could have just thrown no money at this at all, and that's why it looks like how it looks.
It's the same year as Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You keep saying that.
It's true. It doesn't make it any less true. No matter.
It's not true. This was 92. Jurassic Park was 94.
Jurassic Park was not
94. No, that was 94.
Or 93. It wasn't 92.
I wasn't in high school when Jurassic Park came out.
I saw it in middle school. I was like 13 or 14, so that makes sense.
It was 92 or 93. Yeah. Either way, Terminator 2 was out.
Yes.
So I don't think it had the budget anywhere close to that.
So what's your guess, Joe?
I'm going to guess $30 million.
What's your guess, Rob?
A pair of overalls and however much it costs to get that girl to take her top off.
And Big Red. And Big Red.
Big Red.
I'm not trying to make...
I thought he said ambergris.
Mental,
I was like,
mental handicap noises. I just had a potato chip in my mouth and I yelled that.
Sure. There are no chips at this table.
Old Greg.
Old Greg, too. Old Greg.
He doesn't make an appearance in this movie.
And he doesn't cost anything. He just shows up.
I will say this. Yeah, Big Red was a specially designed remote-controlled lawnmower made for this movie.
Sure.
That makes a difference.
Probably by Jamie Hyman. Yes.
$20 million.
It's $10 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So they underspent and it came out looking like crap. All right.
Anyone, which also, quick side note, does anyone know who did the special effects for this?
That chimp.
The guy at the mall that ran the VR kiosk.
He is now running a 7D game experience.
No, it is that guy at the mall, but. He is now going on to make his company grow into a little something known as a Rockstar. It's
McFarlane Games.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Speaking of GTA earlier.
Wow.
So anyone want to guess at how much is the movie made?
More than it deserved.
There was a sequel, and I loved the show of this movie when it came out. I'm not going
to
fucking lie.
The sequel is direct to video, right?
Or I saw it on Showtime, I think. So. I
think it was. But I can't be quoted on
that. I mean, a sequel doesn't always
$20 million.
I'm going to go with $13 million.
I'm going to stick with my 30.
Good job, Joe, because it was $32 million.
We got the shot.
So it made money.
This was a success. Yeah, this was ultimately considered a success. I don't know how much of that went to the lawsuit with Stephen King, but at least they made some money on it. All right, who do we have in this little movie, Joe?
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. So we got Jeff Fahey as Job Smith.
Creepy-looking dude.
Mm-hmm. Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Lawrence Angelo.
Almost Bond.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Wright as Marnie Burke.
I don't even know who the fuck that was.
That's the lady he bangs.
Okay. Yeah.
Boob girl.
And Mark Bringleson as Sebastian Timms.
I don't know who the fuck that was. Also, that was the bald guy?
And then
bald guy number one.
Dean Norris is the director.
Yeah.
That's bald guy number two.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He wasn't bald. His hair was just like platinum.
No, dude, he's bald except for the sides.
Yeah, it was like platinum on the sides.
Well, yeah, he's been
I couldn't look past the scary teeth.
What, Uncle Hank's scary teeth or the other guy?
There's a bunch of scary
Gappy
teeth.
Guy. Yeah, there's just...
Well, to be fair, Uncle Hank's scary teeth were the ones that were being magnified.
Who's Uncle Hank? I don't notice the show.
Dean Norris. The director.
The worst actor in this whole movie. And that's freaking saying something.
Even worse than that chimp in the costume to begin with?
First of all,
yes.
There was an actual chimp
with a helmet on.
For a second.
They put a helmet on a chimp for a second.
In front of a blue screen.
And I'm not even convinced they had a whole chimp. I think they just had the chimp's head because they never show his whole body.
Yeah, no, I.
But his mouth
moved. That was a chimp doll on a skateboard.
There was a seat, like, because it went, huh? Like,
yeah. That was Frank Welker with his hand inside the chimp's head.
No, that was about as long as they could get the helmet to stay on the chimp.
Yes. That's it. There was a blue screen in a very controlled area where they took a chimp and put a helmet on him and got a few shots. And then they spliced it in with whatever skateboard video camera helmet shit was going on.
They went, call Frank Welker to say, this shit ain't working.
So in case you were wondering, this movie opens with this friggin' chimp.
That's how it starts.
Hold on. It tells us that by the end of the millennium, virtual reality will be everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, it is, kind of.
I mean...
Sort of.
If you mean everywhere by... Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, you can go to Walmart and buy virtual reality. Yeah,
that counts as everywhere.
I guess.
You get an Oculus, you put the thing, you put your phone in the helmet thing, and then, like, you're like...
You get the Google Cardboard?
$50 worth of cardboard.
I mean, yes. I don't know if I'd say it's revolutionized the way we live.
Just wait. Elon Musk is working on it. Yeah. Guys at Google are working on it.
I'm sure.
Just wait.
It has certainly not unlocked the next evolution in man as of yet.
You sure?
I don't have telekinetic powers because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I just don't want to brag, so...
Every time you use them, though, you shit your pants.
Well, I've been pretty much doing that either way, so I might as well have some fun.
Wipes.
He's my virtual hands.
Yeah. All right. Once we get a Skrull, because all best movies start with a Skrull.
Yeah.
We in fact see the Weapon X program going on with this poor little monkey.
It's two dudes arguing over a chimp.
It is a
chimp,
and it's just the
virtual
dumbest
chimp battle.
Yes. He's now he's smart enough. He can pick his lock and get out of the cage. He also recognizes threats such as a guard with a gun.
He's got Terminator vision. He's a chimp with Terminator vision, and so it's basically like close up. I can do anything, because once they're like focused on the chimp's face, he has all these powers. As long as it just focuses on his face, they can't show the whole chimp.
No,
it's not gonna work.
That'll weaken him.
Yes.
So
because like they don't want to show you that below this, you know, just below the frame, he's masturbating and shit.
Well, no, they don't want to show because all they really have is a freaking rollerblade boot with a bicycle helmet on it. Well, they're just rolling it down this hallway.
All right, so immediately flaws in this movie are starting to emerge. Okay, so
do tell.
Before we even get into the virtual reality, they're sitting in these gyrospheres, spinning around like crazy.
For no reason.
For no reason. No reason. Like, they're not doing anything when you see them in VR, but they're spinning around in these spheres just because it looks cool, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then the VR, which they're treating like it's this revolutionary technology. These graphics were revolutionary for maybe till the end of 1992. I think Doom was even out by this point.
Yeah, Doom was out by then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like these graphics.
Yeah, it's really like, you know, how great is it that we've managed to take Space Invaders and make it 3D? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you're looking at. I say 3D very loosely here. But.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Pixel. Sorry.
But what is it really?
So it's really hard.
We'll get to Pixel by the end of this movie, don't you worry. No.
It's really hard to take what's going on here seriously when what you're being presented with.
But when I was 12, this was my shit.
Well, that's fine.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I can't say you're taking it seriously, but the fairly early on, this monkey steals a gun from a guard and shoots him in the head. Yeah. At which point, I was on board. I was ready for this shit.
Well,
like, let's go.
Okay, hold on. Let's
go for this.
Let's
ride.
Clarify. It shows the monkey's face. It shows the guard's gun. It shows a hand come off from the side of the screen and grab the gun. And after that, profit.
We're seeing a first-person shooter.
A first puppet shooter. Yeah.
We get kind of Predator vision as this guy gets shot. But whatever. You know what?
That's it. The monkey is playing Predator with.
I'm laughing and I'm having a good time. So.
But before,
let's go.
But before this, so it's got Pierce Brosnan and this monkey in the VR setups. Why is Pierce Brosnan in this thing with the monkey?
Well, as we find out later, apparently he is plugged into the back of the monkey's brain and can jumpstart his metabolism.
What
and
he's why doing, shit why? He is by hand loading in what the monkey, it would enhance a certain brain connections and brain.
Why does he need to be in the same VR rig to do this?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing about Pierce Brosnan's work makes sense in this.
Yeah, no.
Like, what he's trying to do makes sense, but why it needs to be in VR is never explained.
Also,
the Matrix, son.
Also, I get you're making a monkey smarter, but why would you ever teach him how to get out of these locks? Like, your key cards that don't seem to work properly in any way I could understand.
Figured out on his own, like Joe said.
Well, that, and they were teaching him covert operation skills.
Yeah.
Well, that was applying
the skills.
Idea.
They even said he's applying the skills that we taught him. Like,
well, and in fairness, Pierce Brosnan is like, this is a terrible idea.
So, we cut to Pierce Brosnan's world has collapsed around him because this monkey went on a shooting spree and had to be, I guess it had to be put down. It might have been like murder-suicide. I don't really know.
It was going
to
escape. They couldn't have that.
No.
So they had to shoot it.
Can't let this monkey escape.
Yeah.
So I do believe there is some deleted scenes from the director's cut where it gets into town, causes some havoc.
Really?
You get more monkey murder.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So. So how does Pierce handle his monkey's death?
He's depressed. He starts drinking and playing video games.
Yep.
He floats.
He falls. He flies.
Yeah.
He handles it like any of us would. You get drunk and play video games.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how I handle any, just it could be any sentence before that. Yeah. I don't get drunk, but, you know, get depressed and play video games.
So he's got a VR setup in his house, in his basement, and you know, he's rocking the Second Life. He's chilling with all these colored balls floating around.
Yep.
And his very attractive wife comes down and is like, "Why aren't you paying attention to me?" It's like, "My monkey died."
She's like, "So?"
I wanted to go into the city.
And he's like, "I'm doing important work." And there's no evidence anywhere that anything he's doing is important.
She's like, "I can tell. I had to wash your pants 3 times already this week. You're doing crunchy work." Mm-hmm. So after this, we cut to the titular lawnmower man.
Yep.
We got Jeff Fahey, who...
I mean...
He went full retard.
He is the straight...
He was like three-quarter. He didn't go full.
Straight inspiration for Simple Jack.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what's his name? Ben Stiller saw this and was like, "That's who I'm going for."
Yeah. Down to the wig is like the exact same.
I also mentioned, I think there was some inspiration from Dumb and Dumber for Jeff Daniels' character for this, because that wig is terrible.
Yep.
He-Man's sad little brother.
Yeah, so we get Job, who, you know, mows lawns for a living, and...
I think it's for a living. I think it's like...
Well, for
his stay.
That's what he does. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure...
That guy, Terry, I guess he mows lawns for a living.
Yeah, I think you can say for a living. He mentions later that he wants to start cashing his own checks, and B, he pays rent.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, I think the priest owns the lawn company. The priest had the same last name as...
Yeah, the priest is his boss's brother.
Okay.
Even though one of them is distinctly Irish.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
They both could be.
They both could be, but, like, why is one sound like he fell out of a box of Lucky Charms and the other is just talking like a normal guy?
The priest knew that being Irish is a sin, and he whipped the Irish out of himself.
One was charming, one was a villain.
The priest?
Wow.
No.
No, it was the other guy.
The other guy was really Irish. He was talking about the little people in the lawn.
Oh,
that
right.
That was not Irish at all. That accent sucked.
It was terrible.
It was.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But you tried, and I won't even do that, so.
Yeah. What is even happening right now?
Honestly, like the first 40 minutes of this movie, it sets up that...
Nothing.
That everyone in the movie is an asshole except for Job.
Yeah.
Everyone's an asshole. Or and little kid Peter. You meet Peter is Job's friend. Yeah. The love cops.
Well, Pierce Brosnan, or Dr. Angelo, he's an asshole with a good cause.
Yeah.
He's still an asshole.
But he also is not. Because he's totally, first of all, he's totally selfish throughout the first
of this
movie. Also, he's like looking out the window. Mm-hmm. Like he wakes up his wife because he's smoking in bed.
Yeah.
And she kicks him out of bed, rightly so, because he stinks like a cat's butthole. Yep. And so he goes to the window, is looking out the window, while his neighbor is beating his wife
that
and
is
child.
True, yeah.
And he's just like watching this, like,
That kid from it was the 90s. Last Action Hero is taking a beating.
Yeah. That's what a kid is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, all Tony right. said something about that during
like, the five say, times.
I heard him say it, and I'm like, who's he talking about?
Another movie I've never seen.
It's good. It was a good move.
I like that movie, too.
I like the concept of that movie.
Right.
I like...
The execution of it left a little...
I like knowing it exists. And knowing.
Yeah, Bruce Willis would have pulled that off.
Yeah, that was still back when he cared, I think, right?
What, Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Did he ever?
Well, I mean, more.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm relatively speaking. Before he got too much into his music career.
Yeah. So the first 40 minutes of this movie... Sets up, everyone's an asshole to Job. Everyone's just an asshole, period.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pervy cougar in the town.
She is macking on this guy.
She's not really, she's not that old.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's true. All right.
She's a widow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a pervy puma, I guess. Cougar in training.
Physically and whatnot, she is of perfect age to be hitting on. I don't want to call him Jack. Job.
Simple Job.
No, she's perfect. I can listen in a minute. But, like, all right, what else is this for this? Oh, the doctor's wife leaves. She's out.
Yeah.
The doctor's boss is a dick.
Yeah, the government keeps wanting to put in a chemical that increases aggression in all of Dr. Angelo's test subjects.
Even though that's what made the monkey flip out.
Yeah, yeah. They're upset because they keep fighting back.
Like every movie, of course, this is being used to make a super soldier.
Yeah, of course.
That's what the government does.
Yeah. What else?
The gas station attendant.
He's an asshole. Is an asshole to
he's a dick.
Yeah, the priest is terrible.
Yeah, Job. The priest beats Job.
Yeah.
Everyone's an asshole to Job.
Of all the people to be terrible to Job, you'd think the priest would be the one guy to have some sympathies.
Well, that's why I thought this was Stephen King's thing, because he really loves doing that stuff. Yeah. And we'll talk about it later, but the priest also does confess to doing immoral sexual things to Job. Maybe not to Joe, but to somebody.
Oh, okay.
And then the doctor's like, he decides to continue his research on Job. So he's been trying to get approved for human testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't worked yet because the chimps keep fucking, killing shit and killing themselves.
I'll just do it anyway.
So he's like, I'll do it fucking anyway. Yeah. This guy's special. No one needs him some shit. The doctor's fucking asshole. Well, everyone in the movie's an asshole.
Fair enough.
Everyone.
Yeah, I forgot how terrible Pierce Brosnan was.
He's gone through the seven stages of chimp death, and now he's at acceptance.
Well, sorry to jump around a little here. It seems like they're implying he ends up with the next door neighbor and their kid now that she's a widow, and he's technically still married as far as we can tell. So
I didn't get all that. It's like they went, they got out of a shitty thing. Yeah. They're leaving town, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's debatable if they truly are together, but like still.
The last stage of chimp death is human testing.
I thought that's what acceptance was.
No. Yeah, fair enough.
You accept your chimp is dead and you move on.
Move on to human testing, yeah.
It's the logical next step.
So Dr. Guy, he's like, Job, do you want to be smart? Yeah. Job's like, duh, I don't know.
I made this lawnmower.
And so he goes, yeah, you do. So let's make you smart. And then he starts testing on Job.
Can you keep a secret? Come down to my basement. Yeah, it's all kind of creepy.
It's all so creepy.
He's like,
hey. Like you, me, and a kid. We're going.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you like playing games? I got a game in my house. You want to come play that game with me?
Yeah, at one point, the priest is getting upset, and he's like, oh, that doctor put the devil in you. And I'm like, yeah. He might have. I don't
Oh, I'm going to.
Well, I mean, the priest isn't any better, but like, I'd be wary of this dude as well.
Hello, Simple Job. Did you know I'm James Bond?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you're going to be shaken and stirred in the loins in my basement with your friend Peter. Get in my basement. I'm going to eat you.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. So uncomfortable.
So, where were we?
Let's talk about some of this treatment that he's giving Job. Because it starts off with a game of matching, which yep. Job is not good at.
Right.
Okay. That immediately launches into some sort of weird jet swimming, obstacle course thing.
Which looked cool as shit, honestly. Like, when I was a kid,
that would have been awesome. That game.
Yeah.
I want
to play that shit.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, I know it's just a video that they're showing us, but I didn't know
it's actually. Well, you want to play that game till you do. Yeah. Then once you're playing it, you're like, wow.
It's virtual reality Star Fox, I guess, would be the best way to put it. I don't understand how this really works, because they're going through just, like, some tubes, and then there's a bunch of balls floating around at their face.
It's called the internet.
Touché. But then these spikes start coming down to form walls, and they have little notches in them for you to get through.
Right.
But, like, they close seconds before you get there, so, like, there's not enough time to properly react, it seems.
It's called the Sega CD game.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's impossible.
You have to look ahead.
Not
look
good enough to be worth it.
Coming, so you know when it closes, you can hit the...
I suppose.
That's basically how they were designed. Unfortunately, the controls never reacted properly. They just didn't have the reaction time.
Well, you're talking more in the actual movie here. So, so they fail. They don't get very far in it or whatever. Well, I guess actually from later we find out they were seconds away from the end?
Sure.
Question mark?
Mm-hmm.
But, they crash and burn and... Joe feels bad about it, so
I'm sorry I broke your cartoon.
Yeah, it's like, would you like to be smart, Job? Okay. It'd make you smart. Just got to suck in my balls.
Give you a smartness enema.
So there's presumably some drugs that are going to, you know, make his brain more conducive to learning.
Yeah, there's always drugs involved.
Yes. And then it goes into VR. And the only thing I could describe this as is like in Skyrim, if you actually read the Elder Scroll, what happens?
That's a good way to put it.
It's basically just this. And it shows Job the key to the universe, I guess. He just starts getting really smart.
Yeah, and we'll fast forward through this, but after a while, he starts carrying himself better, mm-hmm. Having better conversations with people. The pervy lady from next door is now full on, like, trying to bone him. Oh, and, like, my question is, all right, she should go to jail. Because if you are, like, with full mental capacity and you fuck someone who's not with full mental capacity, right, that's not legal, right? You go to jail for that shit. Well,
I don't know at what point they stop becoming a consenting partner.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's what I said.
Rob knows at what point they stop being a consenting partner.
This is the case for the course because, like, he is physically and everything definitely of age and, you know, willing to consent or whatever. Mentally, I don't know.
He's got his own place.
Yeah, he seems to be living on his own, so maybe.
He knows that he wants to dress like a cowboy.
Stick his ass right in the rear view mirror.
It's like she was praying on that dude. Like she was like, waiting to pounce on the long lawnmower. That was
he knows how to put sick dirty exhaust pipes on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
They were sick exhaust pipes, though.
Yep, they were.
Big Red was pretty sick.
Yeah, Big Red.
Also,
kiss a little longer.
A little bit before this, the priest comes in and goes to slap him with a belt. And Job's like, hell no. He's like, you don't hit people.
You don't hit people. Like, Job, he's become more aware of shit, you know.
He's starting to understand things a little better. He gets that he doesn't need to just be pushed around by this dude.
Mm. You know, I mean, the priest comes in, he's like, why are your man tits out?
He's like, it's my house!
Yeah. Why are you, quote unquote, half naked by having your shirt off? It's like, I'm in my house and it's hot. Yeah. Fuck you!
Yeah. See me sweating and shit? Like, seriously. Fuck.
And he does say, you know, why did you come in without knocking, bitch? Yeah.
Like, if I want to wrap a rag around my dick to wash the windows, I can do that because this is my house.
I don't got no AC in here. Yeah. I got no power here, matter of fact. Got me living in a shed.
It's like, I'm turning this into a ranch.
I pay rent for a shed?
Me and Pierce are going to get married. It's going to be a dude ranch. We're going to raise horses together and eat pudding.
I took some vitamins that made me realize I was living in a shed as well.
There's also when Jake, the guy at the gas station, punches Job for being attractive.
I mean, that's questionable still.
Uh-huh. This also doesn't make a lot, because this is, again, the guy we're supposed to think is a bad dude. And now he's become the most sympathetic to me. Because he's the one that's like, you know.
Do explain.
Yeah, please.
Because they're like, oh, this girl totally wants you. And it's like, well, I mean, she's a whore, but you can get it. And this guy's like, don't call her a whore.
No one said that. He just said that she's been putting her ankles up on the whole town. That's
what well, and it wasn't even, oh, it wasn't course, even yeah. Joe.
Because that's you. Totally different.
But the attendant says she's not a whore, to which the other lawn care guy is like, oh, no, you're right. She's not a whore. Whores do it for money. She's just doing it for fun. And I'm just like, where the fuck are we with this movie right now?
How does that make him a sympathetic character?
Yeah.
Well, because he's saying don't call her a whore. He's actually standing up. Like, don't, you know, that's be talking shit about this lady.
No, he's
the best character I've come across this movie yet.
He legit is mad. He's mad because the previous scene you saw him with her in the scene, she was about him. And now she's about Job. It's dude's mad.
Yeah, because he's basically.
I guess that.
Because she'd hit anything except you.
Yeah, because all that dude was saying was she's a free woman that does what she wants. She gets around.
No, I'm fine with that. But I'm saying, like, he's not punching the guy who's, you know, he's not punching Job saying, like, you stay away from her or something. He's pissed at this other dude for calling her a whore.
Yeah, so he punches the mentally challenged guy.
Well, I'm not saying that makes him sympathetic. Because
he's the most sympathetic character to you in the movie.
I'm not saying that part's good.
I just want to point out, Tony wanting to punch retards is not representative of anyone else here on the 4AM podcast.
I just like to point out that Rob referring to mentally handicapped people as retards is not representative.
I'm saying it for as a matter of convenience.
So that makes it better.
Well, thank you for washing away any bad I might have just done to myself by saying this guy is sympathetic.
I'm here for you.
Man. He helped you out by comparison.
Yes.
You are not the most, well, no, I still am.
No, I'm just saying, like, again, at this point, like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
And more bullshit in this movie. It's literally
nothing's happened.
It's 2 hours long, and the first hour and change is bullshit.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Right. So now he gets to go back to the lab.
Yeah, well, something's about to happen. This is the lab first.
Yeah, and this is when what's his name? Angelo can put Job into the gyrosphere and into the high tech VR.
Yeah, he starts doing his, you know, Doctor Strange spells to. Mm-hmm. Activate parts of his brains, like wiggles his fingers into his brain cavity or something and gets some shit going. I don't know. Whatever. He's smarter,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, he says, hey, computer, change his brainwave pattern. And the computer just does.
Yeah.
You know. It just happens.
You can do that.
Yeah.
By doing it, like throwing runes at him and shit. And like,
yeah, well.
Yeah. And while this happens, they are spinning around for no reason.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because you get the way to get smarter is to be a little like motion sick, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
But now,
Job's about to get lucky.
Yeah.
He has a little encounter with this lady.
Yeah. And showing off the muscles and everything.
Panties for Algernon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got some lemonade. And like, I think that's the scene where like he hears lemonade, he looks up and he sees her, but she never said anything. So it's like your first hand, like something weird's happening.
He has, like, hears her talking to him, but she's not talking to him.
Yeah,
she's starting to hear he's starting to hear her thoughts, and she's going, he looks good or whatever. She's there in a robe and not much else. It's like, hey, why don't you come up for some lemonade? And like, all right then.
But he didn't get any lemonade. That's the thing. That was so totally.
Oh, he got lemonade.
She didn't fulfill her obligation to give me lemonade. Yeah, she fucked him, but like, that's not lemonade, you know what?
Like, my favorite, though, I love Terry, though, he's like...
That's your problem with this?
I assure you, he got something a little sweet and a lot of sour. Don't worry about that. Called herpes.
I love Terry, though, where he's just like, just go up there, man! Yeah, go! Just go!
You'll figure it out, just go! Yeah.
Well, then, that answers your question, Brian. Because as his possibly legal guardian, he okayed this.
You'll be okay.
It's terrible.
Be okay.
And they have the most disgusting sex you could ever imagine.
Honestly, if it was switched around, if it was a dude and especially a girl, the dude would be in jail immediately.
Like a SWAT team would burst through the wall.
Like immediately be in jail.
Chris Hansen would just be there for some reason.
He'd be there videotaping it.
Jerking off.
So, it's for my personal collection, but you're arrested.
We're going to stop him. We're going to stop before it happens, but we'll see where this goes.
Yeah. You brought a bouquet of condoms to a children's birthday party.
So balloons. This girl, I'm making balloon animals.
This lady is teaching him how to kiss.
It's as awkward as you'd imagine.
It's probably what caused my diarrhea, to be honest.
I mean, it's a rough scene to watch.
Look, I was 12, and like this movie got
you write computer this all graphics down?
And like monkeys, computer graphics, video games. Some fucking titties. There's a titty in it. Titties in it.
There is one. Like, yeah, I'm good. There is one in there. For half a second, yeah.
There's like stuff gets blown up. There's guns. And there's like telekinesis and shit. I was all about this movie. There's
the worst representation of
fuck
all of
you.
He didn't know that at the time, Joe.
I didn't know at the time. I was up watching Showtime when I shit them in anyway.
It's like a parody of how things are supposed to be.
So, yeah, now Job is learning stuff crazy fast. He can just drive a car. And yeah, he's, they just let him drive the kid next door around.
Let him is a very loose term.
Yeah, he probably just.
We don't know. Yeah.
He's right now. He got some. He just got some. Yeah. He's like, I'm feeling good. I'm living right now.
Yeah, well, in fairness, nobody probably knew he could do that. Yeah. And he just took the car and drove off.
The kid jokingly asked, where did you learn to drive? And he goes, I taught myself. And so I'm like, do you have a license? Like, what is happening right now? But so. Yeah, he's getting really smart. I get. What do we think? Is this connected to what was Battlefield Earth? Is this the same machine they use on the monkeys?
No, one Battlefield Earth was shittier.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. There was no CGI alien guide for this one.
So somebody throws out the word dutical.
Yeah. Does who? What?
What?
I think the kid refers to the situation as dutical.
Well, I missed that.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, 90s. I think I heard that, but I was like, no, I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't hear that because I would have started screaming uncontrollably.
Yeah. No, I think you were in the bathroom. Oh, no. That was later.
I was in the bathroom until the final
the part
fight.
I like. Yeah. The kids, he tells the kid, go back to the truck because I have my whole collection of comics there and you can have them. And while the kid's going, he starts freaking out because he's now hearing everybody's thoughts. He's, getting screwed up and he's like, oh, I don't like this. I feel sick. And, like, you know, people are thinking weird thoughts about me. I couldn't even hear half of what they were saying, but it seemed kind of bad. I know that one lady was just like, I don't have time for this. Don't throw up. Whatever. But then the kid comes back and he has three comics. I'm like, is that your whole collection? Is that what we were excited about? Is that what warranted a dutical?
He's shut up, kid. I got to go. And leaves him at the diner.
Yeah, it takes off. Like, whatever. He's talking to the doctor.
Migraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's talking to the doctor and he's like, you know, what's this about? And like, this isn't right. I don't want to have this happen again.
I can hear everyone talking about my stupid, weird Cheetos orange hair.
And more proof that the doctor is an asshole.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, damn, like, are you okay? You know, like, we'll figure this out. He's like, this is unbelievable. Like, this is beyond my wildest dreams. This is great. This is awesome. Like, totally ignoring the fact that, like, his patient is, like, fucking scared as fuck.
Because telepathy's a thing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, evil TV face man wants his director to put the original Project 5 formula in there, which is the, the one that was making everyone aggressive.
That was the other subplot.
The red one.
The doctor's boss. The doctor tells his boss about what he's been doing. He's like, it's illegal. Should be doing that. But, you know, what do you got?
Yeah.
So the guy tells him, he's like, okay, we'll keep a secret. That guy goes tells his boss, who's like, yo, let's put the original serum in there so we can see how it works. And the guy's like, he'll say no to that. So he's like, so?
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Don't tell
he's
him.
Like,
just
yo, remember when that chimp went on the rampage? Yeah, the dude, it's going to be so much more awesome. But this one, I don't get, like,
why didn't he get one of those cool helmets?
The serums? And, like, one's blue,
one's red.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a different color. Like, who's going to not notice things different?
Guys, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Pierce Brosnan is colorblind and illiterate.
The doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
And Job's just always looking the other way?
Yeah, it's a movie. You know, you got to suspend disbelief a little bit for these things.
Yeah, Job just has faith the doctor's going to put the right chemical.
Yeah, you see Job not knowing which one it was.
Well, I'm like, I can buy one of them, but not both of them.
This guy, he switches the chemicals and then fucks with the program itself to put on the more aggressive program.
Mm-hmm.
He also doesn't tell him about it. At all. It's just like,
now, to be fair,
who knows?
Again, if the Korean animators didn't know that the G.I. Joes were supposed to have the blue lasers and the Cobra was supposed to have the red, they got that mixed up all the time. So this is perfectly natural. Assuming this lab is run by
Is that
sad,
really why the colors were that way?
Yeah. Assuming this
I didn't know that.
Assuming this lab is run by poor Korean animators.
Cobra?
Oh. Also known as Cobra.
I'm surprised that wasn't a plot to one of those episodes.
Might have been.
We've got Korean animators to tell us the great story of Cobra.
So, in any case, Pierce gives Job another roofie colada of the evil stuff, the bad voodoo.
But again, he's already like, I feel something weird with this shit. You would think Pierce Brosnan would be like, let's maybe lower your dosage, or let me, I don't know, look at the fucking bottle.
Get another test subject and see if that consistently happens. But no, fuck it. He's got telekinesis now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He could slay a yak at 300 yards with mind bullets.
Lead us to kings.
Hey, Brian, speaking of telekinesis, I need a tube filled with cream in my mouth.
Joe, get on that.
Zip.
No. He meant a Twinkie Joe.
I meant a Twinkie.
A Twinkie Joe.
I was trying to telekinesis. Thank you, all of you. Are these Twinkies burnt?
I don't know. They're Twinkies.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It looks.
I need a can of whipped cream to put in inside more.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Don't.
And to run
there's whipped cream in the fridge. You
know? From Iron Giant and kids.
Yeah, no.
Rob's not playing around.
Rob got the reference. He just wants to know if you really want to do it.
You're usually the creative one with this stuff.
We now get, Job is like, this is great. I can now mow the lawn while I'm fucking this lady. But he's like, you've got some dirty thoughts in you. Let's bring those to life. So they go to the lab just because.
This scene freaked me out as a kid.
Secret government lab. He's just like, I'm just going to take this.
Yeah, he just walks in. Too.
Yep.
Walks right the fuck in.
Top secret, like, DARPA project.
I only have access to some of this stuff as basically a project they're working on, but I'm taking my date there.
Yeah, the other day he's like, yeah, I'm just going to take this one to the lab. And he tells security, he's like, look, man, I'm just going to go pork her, so don't bother looking at what we're doing.
You won't like it.
Observation room, if you can see everything we're doing.
Yeah.
Don't watch us fucking there.
But he hooks her up to this big gyroscope dealie. They hook each other up to this machine. They start going around in virtual reality.
Some melty VR sex.
Yeah. Like, it's real freaking me out. Because, like, their images, they kiss. And then, like, their mouths, like, meld together. Like, they can't pull apart all of a sudden. And then, like, she melts into him and he melts into her. It's just weird as fuck.
Like a dragonfly.
He turns into a fucking dragonfly. It's just weird as fuck. Like...
Oh, but it gets weirder because they finally do separate and he kind of tosses her to the ground, for lack of a better term, where she's stuck in their...
It's all the sticky stuff all over her.
Yeah, their primordial fears or something. What does he say?
He brings her to her primal mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's like freaking out about it. He's like, don't worry, baby. I know what you want. And turns into this...
Trunk butt.
Yeah, this gross Japanese buck monster.
Yeah, that thing was horrible.
Basically, he thinks her deepest, darkest fantasy was to be vomited on by a Muppet.
Well, it's like, if you tried to make a demon monster puppet using a fleshlight for its mouth. Like, it was just, it's freaking terrible.
It's like, because the technology wasn't high enough, they tried to animate a Guar monster, but couldn't quite get it because the tech wasn't right yet.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
It was not even passable for a Guar show.
This thing is freaking terrible. They would have been better off just using like something from Doom or Castle Wolfenstein.
Well, it looks kind of like one of the Doom demons.
It might have been one of the assets from Doom.
Yeah. But it wasn't fully rendered.
They just put that texture map over the shitty model. It's like, yeah, okay. That looks good.
Yeah,
this will freak everybody out.
She wants to bang a Triffid. It's great.
Oh yeah. Are we to believe this is what she's been dreaming about?
Well, no. I always took it as like that was more of his dark part because of the aggressive shit they had him on, and that's why he couldn't stop. Like he couldn't stop himself.
Oh sure.
All
right.
I can't stop. Yeah. I couldn't stop. I'm sorry. She was all vegetable and shit.
Can't stop. Won't stop. She's boy for life.
Yeah. So he broke her brain.
Yeah, he did.
Legit.
And so he just takes her home, leaves her on her bed.
Just laughing.
Yep.
Just laughing.
Laughing in her head, not even outward.
And he, like, does a shitty job mowing her lawn with his telekinesis.
Yep. He seems to do a shitty job mowing the lawn throughout this whole movie. Just seems to be destroying everything.
Yeah, the lawnmower didn't have adjustable height settings. It just tore the ground up. It was pretty bad.
So this is
it was cool looking.
This is kind of where he starts going on his rampage, right?
No, we still got time.
Yeah, but what happens in between that?
Whatever. Like, this one, Angelo's like, yeah, I don't think we should do this anymore. And Job's like, I have surpassed you. The experiments will continue.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't about science anymore. This is about me becoming awesome.
Yeah. Huh. And he's like, this is a power humans had long ago. And I'm like, why would they have lost it then? How, if they were this powerful before, why would they have like evolved away from that? It doesn't make any sense.
We evolved to lose our tails and half our brain function. Yeah.
that same bullshit of we don't use all the parts of our brain, which we totally do.
Yeah.
We just don't use all of them at once.
Yeah.
Sorry, I would love to have telepathy and telekinesis, but it's just not there.
Well, I mean, you could still...
Have you tried, though?
Yeah, you could still argue it's there.
Well, I didn't go into VR and look at an Elder Scroll.
See?
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, it's not because you're not using 90% of your brain.
But it just sucks that this is a movie about, like, virtual reality and, you know, all this new computer science stuff. And it's just like, he's a guy with telekinesis and telepathy, and he's evil.
I mean, he has more than that when he unlocks his powers.
But we'll get to the bees.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bees. And again, that's why I thought it was legit a Stephen King movie.
It's understandable, but no. It's someone trying to be a Stephen King movie is what you're getting.
What even happens now? So then this is when Dr. Angelo has to go to Washington to report his results to the evil guy.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And he's like, yeah, okay, Job's clearly, you know, gone insane and has superpowers. Let's just leave him unsupervised.
Right.
Go to Washington.
But this is also where he finds out now, it's like, oh, we've been switching to the more aggressive drug. You've been using that and somehow haven't noticed. Mm-hmm. And he's pissed off, understandably. So
he's like, only the last chimp tried to escape and like killed some people. The other two chimps ripped each other apart.
Yeah.
Ripped themselves to shreds because they went fucking insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this thing is fucked up, and I need to know how we're handling it at all times, because it could have a major effect on...
And I love that, like, he's made a guy telepathic and telekinetic, and they're like, no, let's fuck around with the stuff that just makes them angry. Yeah, yeah, that's clearly like, what legit, we need to advance.
Like, that's what they said.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's good for covert ops, not fucking telepathy.
Yeah.
So, Job, who again is allowed in the lab unsupervised, just goes in there... takes all the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No. There's so much badness happening right now.
Yeah.
Like for one, like you said, with the, you know, let's give him the thing to be more aggressive as if it wasn't enough to be like super smart and even get telekinesis. And then just, you could teach him how to be good fighters later. Or fuck, just beat him around and make him more aggressive. You can do that.
Yeah.
You don't need drugs for it.
For real.
Now, does he take both of all of the drugs? Like no, the blue and the red?
The red.
The ball guy took the blue ones away.
Yeah. Okay.
So he does like three things of this red drug. This is super aggressive, crazy drug.
All the while he's blasting some really bad 90s butt rock.
Yeah.
Is there any other kind of 90s rock?
And now it's time to get revenge.
We could have a debate about that. Yeah. Well, Dr. Angelo, he has to beat up, the evil bald guy, Mr. Timms. And then they send, like, goons out to get him, and he takes one out with a champagne bottle.
Yeah.
I do like, though, how he just hands the gun to the waiter.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I doing with this? He's like, I don't know, cover him? And just runs.
The guy does just stand there pointing at him. Like, I want to see what happens when that guy gets up again or his boss comes around. Like, did you deliver that champagne yet?
And that's a sad state of affairs where I'd rather see what happened to that dude.
Yes.
Than what happens to any of the main characters.
But like, yeah. I don't care about any of the characters in the movie. Like
any of them.
Legit. No. Like, there's nothing that...
Not really.
I feel bad for one toward the end of the movie, but other than that, like...
The kid?
No, the Terry,
he's
the only one I feel bad for.
Terry was an innocent. Everyone else,
the drunk guy.
Yeah, his boss, like the
lawn care guy.
Lawn care.
Yeah, the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Irish guy.
So, Job, just
he was his first scene in the movie. He's drinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Job goes to visit the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Does something. Dude, hits him with some graphics.
I mean, So like, here's where I came from as 12-year-old watching this, right?
Yes, please.
In my head, he didn't light him on fire. He turned him into.
In my head, he didn't light him on fire.
No one's thinking that.
He turned him into virtual reality. So that's how my brain processed what I was seeing.
Oh, okay.
Like he blended the virtual reality world and the real world together, and then turned him into virtual reality fire. So that's why it didn't look real. Like
you are not alone in that.
Like that's how my brain processed what I saw when I was 12. I remember.
Okay. Well, my brain said he went up to the guy. And in Photoshop, made a stamp of a little fire thing and just pattern this little stamp over the whole guy, and just had like a pencil drawing of a human being on the screen, because there was no guy there. There was nobody there.
It was literally just the out. He did the like you said. He copied that little stamp of the fire around the outline of where the dude was standing, and then asked the guy to move, and then just kind of rotated some of the lines around to look like he was.
It was the worst fire thing.
The thing it reminded me most of is like in the old He-Man cartoons when you'd have like fire monsters coming at you or something, and it's just so poorly drawn and badly edited
There are at least three more special effects that are worse than that in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not even top three.
I don't know.
It's his main form of attack.
Maybe it's the third worst one.
I don't know.
It's certainly up. It stands out.
Like perhaps they're all a bit more they're than all the bad.
Yeah. None of them are close to good. No. Like none of them are close to passable.
Like you missed the end of the bee scene.
I did not see any of the bee scene.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then. That's number one.
Because I mean, legit, it just looked like they took the fire asset from Diablo and just pasted it all over this.
Yeah, and the bees looked worse.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You need to see that scene.
But before we get that, I believe we stop off at the gas station.
Yep.
To have this little encounter where
Job doesn't forget. He does not forget. He
does not forget. This guy that was harassing him beforehand.
Jake.
He's, you know, shouting some shit at him again. Like, you look goofy in your Tron outfit or whatever the hell he's saying. And we get, like, all the little pumps.
Yeah.
At the gas station, just start wrapping them up.
Now, I mean, I like when people do things that are not cliche, but how hard would it have been to just have the pump spray gasoline on him and smoking and light him on fire?
Which they foreshadowed
earlier in the movie. How hard would it have been if you had those powers? Not hard at all.
Yeah.
How hard would it have been on that budget in this movie?
Yeah.
Apparently too much.
Okay, but that's the thing. I want to know... All right, we have the problem. We did this with the father, what's his face, and now we're doing it with this guy. So you probably don't want to have two fire deaths in a row.
They should have switched.
Yeah.
But especially because, like, if you're tying him up or doing something like that in some kind of crucified pose, you get that might be better for the priest. But either one of them, if you're setting him on fire, get a stunt guy, cover him in that gel, set him on fire. So much easier.
No, this is the 90s. Wow. That's too old.
Again, this does kind of give credence to Brian's thing of maybe this is supposed to be because he's turned into virtual fire.
No, what the fuck does that mean? It's just a trope of 90s movies where they just had to swing their big CG dick around.
I guess.
It's like, look what we can do with computers.
Yeah, where'd that get you?
And sadly, that image of Job's face with the mouth lawnmower is probably the best CGI in the movie.
That's what we did here.
Fortunately.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
Where it just massages the brain.
Yeah.
It's not actually cutting anything.
It's CG Job with a lawnmower mouth running over this guy's brain.
In all fairness, it was done on a Sega. Yeah, had to put the blood code in. They didn't do it. So
now, if they stopped to talk about the irony of how you guys have been abusing this mentally handicapped person the whole movie, and he made you that, that might be effective. But
also,
no.
Also, go into more like instead of just everyone being a giant douche, like maybe when he can read minds, we spend more time with him finding out that they're really treating him like shit, and he didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there were scenes like that. They cut those out to get down to 2 hours.
Probably.
2 hours and 45 minutes. No. That's a little too long.
And mind you, like, even if what he was doing in this scene was cool, it's very much like Delta Force where it's too little too late. Like, you've sat through too much bullshit to care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. You the first hour and change of the movie, like, legit is, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we get the death that seems to fit most with everything else and probably should have been the first one he does.
Yeah.
Which is he goes after this abusive husband neighbor guy.
I still don't even think this death was appropriate, but I'll get into that in a bit.
Okay. But yeah, he goes in, telepathically knocks out the wife and son.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then just sends this lawnmower in after him completely on its own.
Easily probably the most effective scene as far as actual scariness. Like,
yeah.
This part's legit scary. Like, there's a fucking lawnmower coming after you.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice if it if you had a shot of the lawnmower and the guy together.
But here's my thing. Mm-hmm. All right. This mom and her kid are in this house. This is their home.
Mm-hmm.
This dude comes in with his lawnmower, just causes mass property damage to this stupid lawnmower. He could have done, like, he could have done the lawnmower on the brain with this guy. Mm. He could have set this dude on fire outside.
He could have made the guy leave the house.
Yeah, he could have done the mass property damage in the church and gotten the priest. And that, like, would have been kind of cool.
The next scene, when the police show up, you find out he could have just, like, changed the guy's behavior altogether.
Yeah.
Just
made him stop.
Just made him a better person. Like, he's done that.
But, I mean, so, yeah, that's pretty much
that. Well, that's kind of what I was saying. It's just, like, not that this scene worked, but, like, you're calling it the lawnmower man. This seems to be the most fitting, like, it's a death by lawnmower.
Yeah.
An actual lawnmower.
I'm not just even saying, why destroy the house of this child and his mother?
Oh, yeah.
Just to get this dude,
Because he's crazy and aggressive.
Like, it'd make more sense if he used the lawnmower on the priest.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the other problem with that. It's not just you did property damage. They describe this as, like, one of the most gruesome deaths they've seen in a while. Which I can only imagine the wife and son found the next day.
Yeah. At the conclusion of this, the lawnmower is flying at face level.
Yeah.
Like, that did not end well.
No. So, like, chances are the child saw some of this and he is now scarred for life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, way to take care of your buddy there.
Also, while Job is doing all of this, his stupid VR suit is lighting up every time he uses his powers.
Yeah.
Lighting up is kind of generous, but
yeah,
I guess it's to show he's connected or whatever.
He's still part of the virtual world. He's making the virtual world cross over into this world.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
So the doctor comes home. He sees that his neighbor's house is all closed off, and he's like, what's up with that? And the police just tell him fucking everything, which I don't get that either.
Well, I got a feeling Job's been messing with this chief's mind for a while now. Like, that the chief's just like, whatever.
Maybe?
Yeah. That's how the chief is. He just don't give a fuck. And then, like, when he sees Job, like, Job makes him and the other officer, like, pause for a minute, and they stare at him. And then they go back to Pierce Brosnan to doctor, and they're like, oh, nothing here, just an accident.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, well, he's clearly fucking with their mind, but, like, this chief is like, you know, we have several open investigations where all these people around town have been killed. I'm going to tell you about all of them, even the one that happened to your neighbor, which leads me to believe you might be a suspect.
So what's the scene with the bees?
No, that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. This is when, like, Job goes back to the basement where this project started. And now when he talks, he sounds like a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just because.
I believe we're led to believe he dumped his simpler self into this virtual world. And that's why he's in those the scenes he's seeing.
I feel like that. I don't know. He was testing to see if he could do it.
Yeah.
At the guy's homemade lab. And that's where he was like, I can do this, so I'm going to do the next step of my plan, do it on a big scale, on a big mainframe, so...
Well, yeah, I got the impression it was supposed to be kind of like he filtered some of himself out, or whatever, and that's why he sounds more robotic.
Yeah, his humanity's disappearing.
And so on.
Yeah. What Joe said, there it is. Yes.
But, like, it still doesn't explain, like, how you can suddenly just talk like a robot. I swallowed a voice modulator.
Yeah, well, I know.
Maybe
he just wanted to talk like a robot.
Now, so Job's big plan is he's going to enter a computer. He's going to enter a proto-internet that I guess somehow... He's just going to call everybody on the phone, I guess. I guess somehow he'll be able to get on all the phones at once.
Yeah, he'll be connected to everything. Because this is, again, the internet is new. We don't understand it. And it can do fucking whatever.
Yeah, he's going to become Cyber Christ. And I guess when he calls everyone, he'll take everyone's mind over.
Yeah, he wants to connect everyone to his virtual world where he's in charge. Kind of like Madara at Naruto. He wants everyone in the ultimate. Man, never mind.
But he gets distracted because this Nigerian prince gets a hold of him out of nowhere. It was like, hey.
But yeah, so he's like, yeah, I'll go into the mainframe. From there, I can get to you know, 1,000 computers. From there, each one of those can get to 1,000 more computers. And like within a few days, end of the week, I'll have the whole planet.
When he gets this there, is 1992. That's not happening.
And yeah, when he gets there, he's like, wait a minute, it's just porn. Hell of it is porn.
Yeah, I think that shit still wouldn't work in Oklahoma. It's like that.
Nope.
92. I think 92. I had the 28. No, 92. I had a 9600 modem.
92? I didn't have a modem.
Yeah, we didn't even get a computer until 96.
I had an Apple IIgs, but like I have AOL till like the late 90s.
Yeah,
well, my brother, he was supposed to be a software engineer, so like he had computers at the house. He had shit at the house, so like at 12, I'm trying to figure out how to use computers. So I think we had a 286 back then. Yeah, we had a 286. I think it was a. We might have had a fast 9600 modem.
Wow,
yeah, that was fast back then.
Yeah, we had like a 56, maybe. No, we had like a 28 when we.
Well, first that was next. After that, we went to 14.4, and then 28.8, and then 5600. Like it went from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember because I was playing, trying to play Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah, which I shouldn't have been playing. It was that one. It was Bricks. Yeah, I remember that.
So if anybody's actually young listening out there, what we're talking about now, it's basically if you went to a part of the country where you only had like a 2G connection on your phone, imagine that, but on your computer. Like you had to wait. Like you had, if you were trying to look at like a porn, which was just photos. It was a picture. You'd click on it and then go make a sandwich. And then, like, by the time you came back and it was done, your boner was gone. You're just all right, well.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a good imagination, quite often you finished before the phone
did. And that's when you go make the sandwich.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got to eat something.
Yeah.
I got to see a cleavage. It's enough.
Yeah. But, yeah. You just hope that there's something good within the first, like, third of that picture.
Also, for everyone listening, notice how we are far more involved and interested in talking about fucking modems from the past
and than anything that happened film. In
this movie. Well, all right. Let's talk about the bees. Let's get this going. So
he's going to become Cyber Christ. Not the bees. He ties up Angelo with his mind.
Yeah, he straight up puts a gag in his mouth in his basement.
Yeah. And
yeah. I mean, there's so probably plenty of gags right there.
Yeah. Now some government stooges show up to go kidnap Dr. Angelo. And he's just a great gold floating head just on the lawn.
I did see this.
Yeah.
I'm old Greg.
Yeah.
This, I think, is the point that I had to
go. Yeah. Somewhere around here.
They get your balls.
I can't tell you how terrible this looks.
I honestly thought the big floating gold head was one of the better effects in the movie.
You know, I thought back to the last Starfighter with Xur when he shows up and he's the evil floating hologram head.
Much.
It's basically the same, except he's gold.
But you also, I don't know if you got this far or not, but the two guys that start trying to come in, he hits one of them. I don't know if you can even call it that, but the guy just suddenly starts kind of wobbling out and turns into a bunch of bubbles and just disintegrates. I saw that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy kind of starts doing the same thing, but first he rips his chest open so you can see that all the universe is inside him. That's what you do.
You had just left that part.
It's abysmal.
Yeah. Wow.
This is the part where I was, again, starting to think about pixels.
It's full of stars.
Now, besides the fact that it's animated terribly, just the whole concept is like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, what is happening?
Can these guys just get killed by a lawnmower?
Well, I wouldn't be against the idea of him just like shattering them into atoms, but like, let's... I mean, yeah. I guess you don't have the technology to make it look cool, but like, then don't do that. Like, yeah, bring in the lawnmower.
Mm.
We'll work something out because this is awful.
They were still trying to figure out what cool was, though. So,
well, yeah, I know at the time this was probably the height of.
They're trying to figure it out.
Don't worry, Vanilla Ice would come in and tell us it all.
That's like, you know, when you, speaking of porn, when you used to think like that Sears lingerie catalog was awesome because you didn't know what porn was.
That's
yet.
Still awesome.
Yeah, shut up. It's still awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. Like.
All right. Well.
All right. So Job's like, all right, I'm going back to the lab. I'm going to call the entire world. Peace out. Also, I've melted your engine. So yeah, this is when the kid next door comes and frees Dr. Angelo. Dr. Angelo finds out that his cars are like engines melted, the other vans melted.
So here's something I didn't get as a kid. It just made sense to me then. Now it doesn't. Why the fuck were there that much explosives in the guy's van to come pick up the doctor? Like what? Maybe pick up Joe.
So
enough to blow up an entire building.
That van was left over from the 80s where that much explosives is perfectly permissible.
We'll just say he had some sensitive information in that van that could be used as evidence.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that if anybody discovered it would go. No trace.
Like, were they going to blow up his house?
No. I was like, the bad guy would just be like, oh, they captured a van. Engage the kill switch.
Yeah, I do kind of get the impression that, I mean, it does seem weird, but it seems like this might have been a tactic of, if shit goes sideways, I'm prepared to take the whole town down if I have to, like, fucking whatever. So yeah.
Angela's just like, I'm just going to hack the lab's mainframe from my house and shut down everything, like all the ways out. Just shut off the internet. Which, in fairness, the lab probably just didn't think you could do that.
Yeah. This is just around the same time that Job is now permanently downloaded himself into this mainframe.
Oh, no, he's still got some hijinks to
do. Yeah, get there first.
Oh, did he? Oh, I thought he didn't put up the firewall until after he got in.
No.
He's putting it up now while Job's...
From his house.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the doctor is.
Right? Yeah,
from his house. He gets some bombs. He's got like the mainframe isolated at the lab. So Job, they deploy all of the guards at the front gate to try to stop Job. That's right. Mm-hmm. And his solution to make a hole that he can drive through is a swarm of cyber bees.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual reality cyber bees.
Mm-hmm. And how did he get that idea, Joe?
I honestly forgot. How did he get that idea?
A plush toy.
Yeah, he saw the
little... Oh, yeah, because there's a... Yeah. Oh.
On top of the gardener.
I should point out, he also just made the gardener, against his will, just come and pick him up. Just telepathically called him from...
Like the shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry?
Yeah. Never mind. We know that he knows how to drive a car, probably can fly. Who knows? But he's like, nope, Terry's got to give me a ride.
He's the only guy that I feel bad for, Terry.
Yeah.
Yep. Terry has no idea really what's going on at this point. Or if he does, he has no control over himself.
Yeah, it's certainly close to the end of no control over himself. Because we see he's just like miles, presumably, away or something. And he just says out loud to no one, I'll be right there.
Yep.
I'll be right there, Job. And starts driving over there.
Okay, so these bees are... Like not only, are they terrible looking, they're making just the most horrible sound effect. It's like the Dumb and Dumber most annoying sound in the world with a swarm of yellow, not even bees. Like, they're supposed to be bees, but they don't really even look like bees.
Yeah, it's just yellow and black.
Yeah, and a bunch of guards doing their best to pretend like they're being swarmed by bees.
They probably played that sound and they're like, for real. But
we're close to Birdemic levels here.
Yeah.
But, like, so Job and the dude drive through, right? And then the guy starts shooting at the bees. So Job's like, I'll fix you. And it turns some of them into, like, big wasps.
Yep.
And it's, like, this weirdest, shittiest CGI bee. Like, it's just terrible.
This is when the security chief decides to use his sniper rifle to try to take Job out. But instead, he hits Terry, who's driving the car.
Yep.
And so Job responds by making him point the gun perpendicular to his forehead at a 45-degree angle and shoot, which somehow put a bullet through his skull, even though the gun was pointed up in the air.
Correct. Sure, why not?
Sure. Maybe Job curved the bullet. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that movie on the list? No, right? Good.
No. Nope. So now Job... Oh, no. Job goes in and he kills Mr. Timms with the same shitty digital, like, digitizing effects.
Right.
He doesn't kill him,
though.
He's
turned to bubbles.
He just puts him in an infinite loop.
He's bubbles in perpetuity.
Oh, yeah. He can come together just long enough to hate his life
and
all existence.
Bubbles.
Then he goes to download himself into the VR mainframe.
And turn himself into jerky, apparently.
Like a Stretch Armstrong kind
of. So that freaked me out as a kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get sucked into the thing. Mm. That freaked me out.
I could see that. Nowadays, however, it's like, well, it's the fakest looking dummy I've ever seen.
So bad.
Not even subtle. It's so bad.
His corpse?
Yeah, it's so terrible.
Yeah, it's It's pretty great.
And immediately dissolves into dust.
So Angelo sets a bunch of bombs around the lab.
Yes.
And then, which I don't get.
Yeah. Now, he should have just left right now.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this is the part I was not understanding. Because he sets the bombs, and then he goes into this virtual world to fuck around with Job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He took the kid here, the kid and the kid's mom here.
They were his ride.
Yeah.
Because his car was all messed up, so.
Wait, yeah, also, he tells them to stay outside. Like, we'll be down the street, and he's like, no, get the fuck far away, and we'll deal with it later or whatever. I don't want you getting hurt. And so she goes to wherever the hell they are, but then she's just, like, waiting for him to do all this crazy stuff with everything going on and just passes out in his car.
Yeah, she goes. She
takes a nap.
To the bottom of the hill the way she said she was going to. Yeah. He was like, no, she went and did that, and then fucking fell asleep.
Oh, Peter's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Just falling asleep for every important event in this movie.
Yeah, because Peter just goes running right back into this place.
Yeah. So now Angelo and Job face off in virtual reality.
Well, yeah, this is what, again, I didn't understand. Like, you set up the firewalls to trap him in there, and you're trying to blow up the place.
Mm.
Why are you fucking around with this? Just go. Just leave.
So now Job's got his super suit, his Tron suit.
Mm.
And
yeah, he's full on virtual reality.
He's Rat Trap from Beast Machines. It's what he looks like.
He is the Matrix now.
So when I saw the trailer to this, I remember thinking that the movie was going to be something like an accident happened in a lab and Job got transferred into the machine and he's like a Freddy Krueger, but he comes for you in VR.
Mm-hmm. I did
something
too.
Like that.
I got a lot of this confused with, I believe the movie was Shocked.
Shocker.
Shocker. Yeah. Shocker.
That's thank different. You. Yeah.
Wait, I know it's different. I know now.
That movie's bad, but it's funny it shit.
But yeah, I believe that's a dude gets put on death row, and now he becomes an electrical being.
Oh, Ernest Goes to Jail.
Close enough. but yeah, I got a lot of these two plots confused. Mm-hmm. And so I thought similar to you, where it's like a dude dies in this lab experiment and now he's part of this machine and he's causing all these Freddy Krueger-esque problems.
Mm-hmm. It's no lab accident. But it was an accident at a studio.
Yes.
He got funding.
So,
but man. he's all powerful in this virtual world. So he's like, hey, Angelo, I don't know why you came in here, but fuck you. I'm going to crucify you now. Literally.
Yeah.
Puts him up on the cross and is like, now we're both trapped in here. And he's like, well, cool, but I set bombs. It's like, well, that's going to kill both of us, you dumbass.
And like, yeah, he's like, I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah.
Also, I don't have the ability to shut these bombs down anymore because I'm in a computer.
Yeah, he had to be outside of the computer to use his powers and stuff.
At which point, I yelled at the TV, what are you going to do when you call people then if your powers don't work in a physical world anymore?
Right. Like, that's where, like, as a kid, it didn't click to me, but now I'm like, when you answer the phone, you're still not hooked up to anything. It just sounds like.
Yeah. Well, he's gonna call me names.
Well, that's the thing. Like, because this is the whole, we don't understand the internet. So, like, it's shit like, you know, he can control a lawnmower with his mind. Maybe he could control other things. I don't fucking know.
It's a Jerky Boys origin story movie. Yeah.
Now, that would be an awesome movie if just this hostile AI program that used to be a person just crank calls people.
That'd be a better movie, for sure. Yeah. But this is, okay, so he set up the firewall. It's supposed to trap the dude in there, and it seems to be working. He goes in there after setting the bombs just to let him know, like, you're fucked. I screwed you. Have a great day. Which, near as I can tell, best case scenario, he's the only possible link out of this thing now. Because, like, if I were Job, I would be like, I'm going to take your body, get the hell out, and then just come back later and try and figure this out again. But that doesn't happen. Somehow, Job, even though he has no physical form and can't seem to really affect the physical world, hears this kid yelling throughout this facility.
Maybe he hears it through Angelo's mind. I don't know.
Okay.
Or like, you know, the surveillance system's still hooked up. That kind of shit.
Yeah, but again, this is what gets weird, because like, how much does he have control over now or not?
You want this movie to, you know, well, like, quantify something?
Yes.
I mean, like, you can be on a local area network and not be on the internet. Like,
no, I understand that. So, but, like, they never really explain, because they make it seem like he can't do much of anything, but then he can do something.
Well, no, he couldn't do the bombs. The bombs are like, freestanding things that are just not connected to anything. But, like, the surveillance system is hooked up to the local area network, so you should be able to build, just like he can open the doors.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself, man.
So, yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, why? I don't know.
So
if he can remote control a lawnmower, why wouldn't you be able to remote control these bombs?
He can't anymore.
If it's because you don't have a physical body, then why the fuck did you do
that? He didn't know.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, he lets Peter and Angelo escape the lab.
Yes.
And the whole time he's trying to find a way out of the lab.
Yeah, find gets a network out. Yeah. Network way out.
Yeah, access everything denied. Is getting access denied. Till finally he finds the back door he's been looking for. And at the last possible second, we see the whole facility explodes. There's, you know, everybody's happy. The Dr. Angelo and the abused wife and the kid, whoever, they're all hugging and like, yay, we survived and whatever. Anyway. I mentioned before that it was a bit ambiguous whether or not they get together, but yeah, I forgot the ending. They totally do.
New dad.
Yeah, we cut to, I guess it's supposed to be a little time later. Angelo's recording more of his personal vlogs or whatever.
He's like, I'm still going to continue my research underground now.
Yes.
Even shadier.
Yeah.
I'll find even less wanted people.
Now that I've got this little boy.
Oh, no. But he's like, you know, I also realize that you can't get too involved with machines because they'll take over and you need to live your life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to the city with my new wife and our new boy, even though might not be divorced yet. I don't know. And so they're about to leave when all of a sudden, ring, 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 ring.
Phones start ringing.
Phones ringing everywhere.
All around the world, people calling at
Turn
me.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah. So, how much cooler would it have been if we
watched something else?
Well, yeah, but if he just didn't realize that he couldn't affect people anymore in the physical world, and he just called everyone, people like, and he's like, they answer the phone, he's like, I am your new god. And they're just like, no, you're not. And hang on. Click. It just ends with him alone in a VR frame. Like, it's like some dead technology, just like,
I'm your new god.
Well, I think this
I have made a terrible mistake.
This leads into the movie we were talking about, where it's just prank calling people. Because he has no power, but like, you don't, unless you just shut your phone service off, you'd never know.
That's when it's him or not. Man too.
Yeah.
I'm your god now. If you'd like to stop receiving these calls, please press 2. For Spanish, please press 3.
So yeah, that's the Lawnmower Man from 1992. So on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 38%. Audience gave this a score of 31%.
Wow.
That is their personal thoughts and opinions. What are your thoughts, opinions, recommendations on this movie, Brian?
So, 12-year-old Brian still likes this movie, but adult Brian would like this movie an hour and 15 minutes shorter.
So a half hour longer.
Yeah.
So it should be an episode of a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, they made it. It was called. I can't remember.
Reboot,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to call it Mainframe, but that's the group that made it. Sorry.
Yeah, like, so.
It's also where they lived.
I mean, the ideas in the movie, I still think are cool and have been since done better in other things. But, yeah, like, I can't really recommend anyone watching this one. Unless, like me, you still have that inner 12-year-old child that used to like the stuff, and, like, you want to go back to that and see how dumb you were. But, yeah, I really can't, I still enjoy the movie, but I can't really make someone else watch this.
Okay. Rob.
Oh my god, this movie's so dumb. So dumb. It would, like Brian said, it would almost be worth watching just to see the stupid parts if it weren't so freaking long. So if you can find clips of it on YouTube, go ahead and do that. But there was nothing, like, redeeming about this movie. Like, all the characters sucked. And as much as I do it in this podcast, like, for the sake of comedy, like, the way they treated this, like, you know, challenged person was atrocious. And just treating everyone in this movie was just absolutely ridiculous. No, it's just this movie is like a black hole. It just sucks stuff in and there's nothing you get out of it. So, no.
Okay, Joe.
Let me try it again. I would like a court transcript of the meeting where someone was like, I got an idea for this movie. We're going to take Flowers for Algernon. We're going to cross it with Tron.
Eldertron.
Yeah, and it's going to be amazing. Because it could only be like that same person who thought The Great Equalizer from a kid in King Arthur's court was a good idea.
Well, like, also in that theory that you just had, someone else was like, I like this plan, but let's work in a fat goat man lawnmower story into it.
Yeah. Like, what do we got for Stephen King? Just slap that on there.
Yeah, we got Stephen King's name on something. Well, yeah. Let's throw it in there.
And it just hurt. It was a rough one for me. It's fucking long. It's really dumb. It is pretty insulting how they handled Job. I know I'm saying exactly what Rob just said, but it bears repeating. Like, every character's an asshole. Everything just sucks. And it wasn't even worth it seeing the really bad characters get their comeuppance. It was just bad, and I did not like it.
Okay. This movie was terrible. I mirror everything you guys have already pointed out. That being said, I kind of feel like there might be a seeing is believing part to this. Like, definitely don't watch this alone. Get some friends. Have some drinks. Do whatever. Fast forward certainly to parts that you don't need.
You ever see that, it's like Watch Mojo, but it's not. It's like the movie clip YouTube channel where it just shows like key clips from movies.
No.
This would be a good movie for that.
Well, that works too. But yeah, it's just the point is, like, this is a cavalcade of bad ideas. So, like, if you want to know what not to do or just laugh at how stupid something is, this is a great movie for it. It is one of those so bad it's kind of good. So, yeah, it's a weak recommend, but, yeah, I will say that since it's already getting a failing grade from us. So, since we're not unanimously recommending this or anything, what would we recommend instead?
Running your own head over with a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it? That's what we're going with?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Matrix.
We can go with the Matrix.
Matrix, yeah.
I'm going to go the reboot TV show.
Yeah, reboot TV show.
Honestly, I haven't seen that in a while, but I remember that one having a better storyline.
No, sorry. The Animatrix.
Oh, watch that.
Yeah.
Change it up now.
Robots, but in the Holocaust or something.
No. It's the movie they put out.
Oh, I know what it is. Isn't there like a movie that's like a Holocaust of sorts?
It's a collection of anime shorts. So
yeah, one of the stories might have had something.
Yeah, I know there's
like
tanks and all kinds of stuff.
There's certainly tanks and stuff. There's wars going on, but yeah.
It's been a long time.
Anyway, what do we have up next for today, Brian?
It's that time to make that roll, see what we watch next, that D20 of Fate. Ooh. And this week it is Rob's turn to roll. So, Rob A, let us make it do.
I don't know that I can handle this pressure. Like, I got a whole decade of movies I don't want to deal with.
Just don't. And those are the most movies on the list.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't shit yourself and don't shit the bed with this roll.
That's a 12.
It's 12. Does that mean anything? It's 12.
Okay, well, we're still in the 90s. Oh. 1993's Best of the Best 2.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
So.
Nice.
I don't know what to say about that.
Best of the Best 2. All right.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a martial arts movie.
Okay.
It's a tournament. No.
I think it was Best of the Best 1.
Yeah, it was tournament.
It
this
was
one,
the U.S. versus Korea.
Yeah, and this one is like...
Terrible.
It's not a tournament. It's like something else going on. Like those have to come... Anyway, we'll see next week. You'll see.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is everyone going to be with us next week?
Joe will not.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Might need to get Matt involved or something.
Might need to. All right, well.
That's a problem for future podcasts.
That was The Lawnmower Man. Join us next week for more 90s movies. Boy. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider subscribing. I know even if you get our episodes through Facebook, please consider going to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play and just subscribe there so we can kind of get an idea of who's listening and where, you know, where you're all coming from. And if you do that, if you'd be so kind as to rate and review our podcast on wherever you received it, it would really help us out in, you know, how we do the show.
Yeah. Like and share, subscribe.
Yeah, definitely do that. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. That's the4ampodcast@gmail.com. We also have a new phone number. It's a Google Voice number, so you can go ahead and call this number.
What?
Yeah. So 203-787-8946, and you can call in if you have any questions, comments, stories you'd like to share, and we might play your clip on the air, so be aware of that. And you can also follow us on
Stacy.
Yep, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 4am podcast, and that's pretty much it.
All right, so that's it for now. We'll see you next time.
Deuces.
Adios.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Good night, everybody.